Welcome to 2 Minutes to Trust God. Our lesson is Best is Yet from Mark 12:18-25. Then the Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus with a question. Teacher, they said, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife, but no children, the man must marry the widow and have children for his brother. Now there were 7 brothers. The last one married and died without having any children. The second one married the widow, but he also died leaving no child. It was the same with the third. In fact, none of the 7 left any children. Last of all, the woman died too. At the resurrection, whose wife will she be, since the 7 were married to her? Jesus replied, Are you not in error because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God? When the dead rise, they will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They will be like the angels in heaven. Often I hear such comments as, My grandma's blessing me from heaven. Mom's now together with dad in heaven. Essentially, those statements are false. A human being entering heaven has no power to look down on the earth or to do anything for anybody. Only one has the power, and he's the maker of heaven and earth. People become like the angels. They do not become angels, and that means there is no marriage in heaven. Now, mom and dad can be together in heaven, but not in the same way they have been on earth. They will have a new kind of relationship, one much better than the best marriage. Know this, heaven is far beyond what you know. Marriage was made in the image of God, in the image of heaven. It's a preparation to be prepared for a truly united oneness with God eternally with all of God's people. We praise God that He has a great and glorious plan for our eternal life. So pause and consider that God has reserved the best for forever. Hallelujah.